You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Henat Baba. Last week, nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards were announced. Across 20 acting categories, actress Cynthia Erivo was the only person of color nominated. Within minutes, the hashtag OscarsSoWhite was revived on Twitter. The hashtag first gained popularity back in 2015 when the Academy nominees were all white. Representation has been an issue in Hollywood for a long time. And for high school student Ashley Nguyen, movie portrayals of Asian American women are personal. She remembers growing up watching characters that looked like her being depicted as soft-spoken and passive. But that representation never matched up to how she saw herself and her family. So she wanted to know how and why these stereotypes came to be. In this piece from our archives.
When I was a little girl, I always went to the movies. My favorite films were always ones with girls saving the day. I always thought to myself, how can I be like her? But I soon realized that I couldn't because I didn't look like her. And if I did see someone that looked like me on screen, she was unheroic or she played the victim. But such portrayal doesn't represent me or the independent woman in my life. Meet my family.
I do everything.
That's my grandma. I call her Papa, which is Cantonese, for Grandma. She's a manager of a wholesale greenhouse center.
Badass Bok.
That's my mom's nickname at work. She's a San Francisco deputy sheriff.
I'm more than just a small little girl.
And my older sister, a waitress and a future nurse anesthesiologist. Growing up, I've seen these women defy the stereotypes that the media has created for Asian and Asian American women. You know, showing us as quiet, passive, subservient, and docile. So I asked my sister what she thinks of these portrayals.
Like, if you actually know Cantonese women, they're like the most like craziest people, you know, like when you go to family gatherings, they're the ones like yelling, like making things happen. So I feel like media doesn't correctly portray that.
My sister is right. It's safe to say that my family is one of the loudest, most extra families out there. But that kind of family isn't on TV. In fact, I rarely see Asians on the big screen. We're usually hidden in the background or kept as a side character.
Yeah, I guess they're just not expected to do much, you know, not to be a leader.
We're constantly underestimated, and that was especially true for my mom growing up here in San Francisco.
They would call me names, all this stuff, and they'd be trying to bully me.
But her classmates didn't expect her to stand out for herself.
It seems like talking to them doesn't work. So, yeah, we had to get into a few fights.
She's still a badass, and she's my role model. But since she's 5'2", she's underestimated at the workplace all the time.
The inmates always sizing you up, see if you get scared, nervous in any way. You just show that you're the one who's in charge.
My mom isn't the only one who's a boss. My grandma too. Literally, though.
They call me the what?
Okay. That's my papa speaking Cantonese to her employees. They want to know if they could work another shift.
I work in Hamun Bay, so I organize for everything.
In 1982, my grandma came from Vietnam to America. When she first arrived, she worked at a sewing shop. Soon after, she was able to own her own sewing shop and a laundromat while raising 5 kids. But rent became too high, so she sold both places, and she's been working at Rocket Farms ever since.
Asian American women, I think they're 100% strong, or like put their life at stake to escape their country and to come to a new one, not knowing like what's on the other side, not knowing how they're even gonna live there.
That's my older sister again. She's another adventurous, free-spirited person in my life. And since the stereotypical Asian women on TV don't match up to the people I know, I called up a media expert, Professor L.S. Kim from UC Santa Cruz, to help explain why these stereotypes exist.
Quiet, docile, fragile, subservient. I mean, I'm curious, where did you come up with those words?
I don't know, it seemed like a good adjective on how they would, on how some movies would portray us.
Right, and think about it. I mean, you can ask yourself, like, why? Why do you already know that that's how Asian American women are represented. It's because it's so prevalent. It's because it's such a powerful pattern. It's because it's been around for 100 years and has hardly changed.
Professor L.S. Kim told me that the first movie to show these Asian stereotypes was a 1922 movie called Toll of the Sea, featuring Anna May Wong. In short, it's about an Asian woman who falls in love with a white American man. They get married, have a kid, only to find out that he has another wife, who is white. And in the end, spoiler alert, she's heartbroken and takes her own life.
You know, that's not a very heroic or happy ending for the Asian female. That, again, it's about a certain powerlessness.
And these depictions of women who look like me as weak and self-sacrificing are no accident. Professor Ellis Kim explains how this came to be.
As our country and culture got more diverse, stereotypes are ways to maintain a certain social order, right? A certain social order in which some people maintain their status as privileged, and other people are kept, quote unquote, in their place.
Meaning these stereotypes have real life consequences. I walk down the street and people assume that they already know who I am because of these Hollywood stereotypes.
There isn't the same kind of freedom to express oneself, to represent oneself, and to be oneself.
I want to be able to see adventurous, risk-taking, sassy, strong, powerful Asian woman on the big screen. And if I want to see this happen, L.S. Kim says,
it takes a person in a position of power to hire an Asian American woman in a different kind of role. We need more characters and stories written and created. It has been so hard to get away from that stereotype created by non-Asians in the first place.
I realized that if I want to change media, I have to be a part of the change. In the future, I wish to pursue a career in film to prove that we aren't just some Hollywood stereotype. Now, I just have to break the news to my family.
So what do you think of me pursuing a career in media?
As long as you're happy, I was just hoping that you be the best at what you do, and I fully support your decision.
When you grow up, it's okay, but not now.
If you want it, you should go ahead and do it. Like, doesn't matter that it's not the traditional, like, doctor, lawyer. You do it enough and something you love, I'm pretty sure you're going to be successful in it.
With their support, it's finally time to direct that video game-inspired movie I've been planning with my friends. In San Francisco, I'm Ashley Nguyen for Cross Currents.
Thanks, Ashley. And if you want to hear more high school stories, we've got news for you. We're launching a new podcast by high school students. It's called TBH. That's short for To Be Honest. And it's launching February 11th. Check out a preview at klw.org.